Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. Recently, the Diocese of Tulsa in Eastern Oklahoma had a catechetical conference where Dave and I were able to interview a few different people. We took those interviews and we've put together a three-part interview series on the topic of the domestic church. Our first interview was with Sam Guzman of the Catholic Gentleman. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that, go back and check that out. This segment is the second part of the three-part series. It's with Hector Molina. Hector is an exceptionally gifted communicator of the gospel and teacher of the Catholic faith. That's not my words. That's Cardinal Raymond Burke's words. So you know that they're true. He's also been on Catholic Answers Live. He's written for Catholic Answers Magazine, National Catholic Register. He's now part of Casting Nets Ministry. You can go to castingnetsministry.com. If you're looking for a guy, if you're looking for one guy to energize or re-energize your parish, to put on a parish mission, a guy that can do both English and Spanish, can cater to both, Hector's your guy. Go to hectormolina.com. Book him for a parish mission. You're not going to be disappointed. He will energize you. He will motivate you. He will continue to spread the good news of the gospel to everybody who will listen. We had a great time with Hector talking about the domestic church. We hope you enjoy this interview. Our final interview will be released tomorrow, and it is with Dr. Scott and Kimberly Hahn. So be sure to check back and check out that interview. You're not going to want to miss that. Without further ado, Mr. Hector Molina.
And we're here with Hector Molina at the 2018...
18.
That's what I said.
I think you said 19.
2018 Catechetical Conference for the Diocese of Tulsa in Eastern Oklahoma. Our theme this year is the domestic church. We are lucky enough to be joined by Hector Molina. Hector, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure, man.
What have you been talking about today?
I'm talking about Jesus.
Good idea.
Yeah, because this is like the Catholic Con of Tulsa. So
yeah,
everybody's here, you know, dressed up like Catholics, mm-hmm. and they want to learn about Jesus. But yeah, here we're focusing on the domestic church. It's mm-hmm. been the theme that the bishop chose for this catechetical conference. And we've been focusing a lot on marriage and the family. Obviously, two pertinent topics.
Yeah, under a lot of attack these days.
Absolutely. And it's just been glorious. I've been addressing the Spanish speakers here, giving four talks. And Scott and Kimberly Hahn, who may be very unfamiliar to the audience.
Yeah, you know, I don't know anybody that
they're just breaking into the scene here. I'm trying to help them out. They have been also keynoting and delivering the talks in English with several other speakers sprinkled in for the workshop. So it's been a great day.
Let's talk a little bit about the domestic priesthood, because that's something that I don't think gets talked about enough. So a priest, you know, offers blessing and sacrifices.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about what does that look like for a Catholic man in the domestic church?
Well, it means understanding that you're set apart. You're set apart with a particular vocation, a call to holiness, and a call to spiritual leadership and paternity. You know, Father is one who engenders and gives life, not just in the physical order, but in the spiritual as well. And so as people of faith, we understand that we are to really harness all the spiritual powers. And I know guys will just light up when they hear that language. Harness your spiritual powers for the sake of bringing forth new life in the spiritual order. We do that, obviously, on a daily basis. That flows from our own life of prayer, frequenting the sacraments, just growing in holiness. And, you know, we're called to impart that life. And so, you know, you talk about blessing, praying for our children, blessing our children, imparting to them the faith, mm-hmm. leading them in worship. Mm-hmm. You know, the priest of the household is the father, pater familias. And our duty is to, on a daily basis, to exercise that ministry with great care and responsibility. And again, it's a theme that's echoed throughout the day as I've been speaking both to the women and to the men, of understanding our unique roles. And we meditated and reflected on Ephesians 5 and understanding the headship of the man, and not to get caught up in some of the popular interpretations of Ephesians 5 that seem to be interpreted as license to subjugate your woman because you're the head and she needs to obey.
No matter how awesome that sounds.
No matter how glorious that sounds. And no matter how many times you've kind of elbowed your wife in the pew whenever that's been read, you know, hey, you need to understand your place. The Bible says...
Just don't read the next verse. Just
yeah, exactly.
Read the next verse.
Thus says the Lord.
And slam it shut.
Boom! There you go. Okay. Enough said. And understanding really the beauty of that wonderful analogy that Paul makes, you know, the husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for her. And what that means, you know, for her sanctification and really being that priest, that that image of Christ that that sacrifices and pours himself out for the sake of his beloved, what that headship looks like, and also what being submissive is all about. You know, that Greek word that's used, upatasso, which means to get under the mission, the submission, that if men were to understand their dignity and their vocation as the priest of the domestic church, understand their headship, their spiritual headship, then they'd be able to exercise that authority with great love and humility, and women would just eat it up. Because women, I think, by and large, they light up whenever a man acts
like
heroically.
Like a man,
and virtuously. And selflessly. Mm. And when he leads, you know, as much as others in society will tell you, well, a woman doesn't like that, you know, that chivalry and that leadership. And no. Women love this. And if a man acts like a real man, a real Catholic man, that understands his role, exercises that with great humility, with great passion, women will willingly get under the mission of her husband, which is to lead his wife and children to heaven.
It's almost like that they feel like the weight is now off their shoulders. They're like, finally,
oh, goodness.
You're finally doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know, like, you're doing what you're called to be doing. I don't have to worry about this anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there was just a woman a few minutes ago upstairs and with tears in her eyes, and she was expressing to me, like so many women I've heard at these kinds of gatherings and at parish missions, who was just brokenhearted because, you know, she listens to Ephesians 5. She understands the beautiful vision for the family and for marriage. And yet in her particular circumstance, the family is broken. And the husband and the father has not assumed responsibility. It breaks her heart. So what does she do with that? And so, you know, we're talking practically about how the woman very delicately and really sensibly needs to love her husband. Love her husband to the point of being able to tenderize his heart. Because when she expresses great love and affection for her husband, who protects her and provides for her, he's the man. And you're able to appeal to that man's sensitivity, because he deep down inside, he knows he's the leader, but a leader in certain aspects. But when you're able to demonstrate as a wife to a husband that great love and deference to his role, then it can open up a space for that kind of a conversation about the spiritual matters, and that we need you, honey, to step up and to be that leader, that spiritual leader that we need. And, you know, women were taking notes furiously about, okay, well, yeah, that's important because my husband's not doing his part. And again, in submitting yourself to your husband, you're demonstrating deference, deference to him as an image of Christ. And when you share that, again, in the context of just your own relationship as husband and wife, about God's plan for your marriage and the family, let me tell you, it's just beautiful. It's compelling. And I say, women, just work on tenderizing the heart of your husband. Let him know how much you appreciate his leadership and his strength, you know, and in doing that, he'll let down his guard and you're able to maybe sow some seeds about your desire for him to step out in that leadership role that is so needed today. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many women who are shouldering it on their own, but that's not their proper role. Yeah. The man needs to exercise that. And sometimes the women need to kind of step back and take a different approach in order to animate her husband to step up.
And I think if men would do that, they would say, hey, it feels right to be, you know, like leading. And, you know, I think that it would resonate with them, but I think they're too afraid to try. I mean, a lot of it.
They're too afraid to try, and unfortunately, many of us don't have the proper models. Mm-hmm. We grew up in households maybe where the father really was your typical, you know, I earned the the keep for the family, put food on the table, but my wife is in charge of taking the kids to church and doing the religious things. So a lot of men lack that model. And again, where do we learn how to be men? From other men.
Yeah.
And where do we learn to be spiritual heads of the household and fathers and priests of our household? We should learn it from our own fathers, and many of us don't have that example. Which is why I love men's conferences, because it's an opportunity for men to gather around with other Catholic men and listen to talks and be able to learn from folks who can model that for them. This is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And sometimes, you know, I think it's both and. Wives need to kind of help to clue their husbands in, but also introduce them to other Catholic men who get it. They're able to really share kind of their own experience and model for them. You know, it's just necessary. But part of it, I think, is just ignorance. There are a great many men out there who just don't have that living faith and don't feel comfortable kind of taking that role because they're not where they need to be with Jesus. And so maybe it's about a process, taking people where they are. And I said to the wives, be patient with your husbands. Mm-hmm. They may be starting from ground zero. It's a matter of loving them. That's what Christ commanded you to do. Love one another as I've loved you. And in doing that, you'll tenderize his heart. You'll win over his trust, and then you'll be able to, through your example and selflessness, image Christ for him and hopefully help him to be able to discover him for himself.
Let me ask you this about blessing your children, because I think this kind of gets back to an important thing. I know when I go to Mass, the priest gives us a blessing. I know I've received a blessing, but I think a lot of guys think, oh, if I bless my kids, I'm not a priest. It's just kind of like a... oh, just like nice thing for me to do, but it doesn't actually do anything. Why does a man have, why can he bless his kids? I mean, does he have authority to do that like a priest does to bless us in his parish?
He absolutely has authority. He has a spiritual authority given to him by God, okay? No, he has not been ordained, but he's been consecrated through virtue of his baptism. He's a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in him, manifests his power through him. And so through his words, he can speak not only blessing, but words of cursing as well. And unfortunately, there are too many men out there who curse their children, who speak down to their children, who denigrate their children, and who emasculate their sons, you know. And the power of the word, the spoken word, when a father pronounces words, they have such great import and power, and they have great effects as well. And I've met so many young people who've just been absolutely traumatized by the words that have been spoken to them and over them by their father, who says, you know, you're going to amount to nothing. You're no one. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. You're this. I mean, that weighs down the soul of that young person. It has, again, spiritual ramifications. Conversely, when a father blesses his children, and it's not just God bless you, but when you speak the blessings and the promises of the Lord over your children, that the Lord has called you to a particular vocation, to a life. He has a plan for your life, and he wants to prosper you, and he wants to bless you, and he wants to use you for his great glory. You're going to do great things, greater than the things that I've done, as Jesus says to his own apostles. Greater things you will do. When fathers do that, they are sowing seeds, spiritual seeds within their children, that if they're nourished and watered throughout the course of life, will germinate, blossom, and bloom and bear much fruit. Men don't realize the great power that they do have in their speech, what they say to their children, and they ought to bless them every single day, several times a day, because it has great power.
Especially if they're teenagers. Douse them with holy water.
You need to do... there are prayers of deliverance and exorcism for teenagers, but yeah, especially teenagers. They need that. They absolutely need that. We should not let our children leave the home without offering that blessing to them. We should not allow them to hit the head to the pillow without blessing them as well.
I've got a super soaker at home. I call it the paraclete.
Hector, we got to let you go because you're about to give another talk. Yeah. So
thanks for carving the time.
Yeah, thank you so much. And tell them about Casting Nets real quick. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
If you want to find out about Casting Nets, we preach missions all over the country in English and Spanish, bilingually, and speak at conferences. If you're interested in being trained for the new evangelization, you can find out more about us at castingnetsministries.com. Or you can find me at hectormolina.com, which will link you into Casting Nets as well. So,
Perfect. Excellent. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys.
Right.